Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today we start a new book, completely new book. The book, as we explained, is a compilation of various chapters. So the book that we are starting today is Kitabul Fada'il, the book of virtues. So where does Fada'il fit in our Shariat? One we know is Masail. Masail are all the laws that are pertaining to the various actions that we are expected to carry out. So the various rules, regulations, etc. are known as Masail. Those are the laws. Now Masail, as far as Masail is concerned, those things are necessary upon us. Every person has that amount of knowledge that allows him to carry out what he needs to carry out for the sake of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, the laws of Salah. Now the Salah is faraz, the laws attached to Salah also now are faraz. So like that, if something is nafil, the laws, knowing those laws also now become nafil. But where something is necessary upon a person, then knowing those masail that are necessary becomes necessary also. For example, a person has to give zakat. Now to know the laws of zakat, what is applicable to him, when he has to take out his zakat, how he has to take out his zakat, what amounts he has to take out, because the zakat is faraz upon him, the laws, knowing the laws, the masail of zakat also now become faraz upon a person. But when it comes to fada'il, fada'il are virtues, it's not faraz for a person to know the virtues of the action. Whatever action we're doing, even if it is a faraz action, to know the virtues is not necessary. We don't have to know the virtue. But however, Shariat has made it such that it has brought fada'il. Various ahadith, ayat of Quran explain the virtues and the fada'il of various actions. And the reason for this is to create a shauq, to create a desire in the heart of a person to want to do the action. When a person knows the qualities of the beloved, then automatically he is attracted to that beloved because of the qualities that this beloved has. So similarly, when we know the virtues of doing an action, the virtues of performing tahajjud salat, the virtues of performing salat with jama'ah, the virtues of talawat of Quran, the virtues of discharging our zakat, the virtues of kindness to parents, the virtues of being kind to people, the virtues of all different actions, when a person knows the virtues of the action, then it propels him now to carry out these actions. So this is why this fada'il are brought in the kitabs. Therefore you find Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah alayh, very effectively he wrote many fada'il kitabs to encourage people, to create a desire in the people. Not so that the people learn the masail, but they learn the fada'il, they learn the virtues of all the different actions, and it encourages them now to carry out those actions. So masail is different. Masail is the laws pertaining to those actions that we need to learn, and it is necessary for us to learn, as we explained. However, this fada'il that we will be doing now is there purely to get us inspired to do the good action. Hazrat Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has started off the first chapter under this book with Babu Fadli Qira'at al-Quran, the chapter on the virtue of reciting the Quran Sharif. What is the virtue of reciting Quran Sharif? We know that reciting Quran Sharif is good, it is important, but do we know what is the virtue of reciting Quran Sharif so that we can also make it a habit of reciting Quran Sharif? So tilawa, first let's just, what's the meaning of tilawa? Tilawa means recitation, but what it refers to is reciting in the Arabic text. So if a person takes an English translation and he starts reciting that English translation, this won't be regarded as tilawat of Quran. Tilawat of Quran is when a person is reciting the Arabic text with the movement of the lips. So together with him reciting the Arabic text, there is some movement of the lips, not just looking at the words and say I'm reading in my heart, but he must be moving his lips. Therefore, reading the meaning of the Quran, as with the tafsir, etc., this is beneficial, but this is not regarded as tilawat. And also, tilawat of the Quran Sharif means that a person tries to complete the Quran Sharif. So, for example, if he only reads Surah Fatiha all the time, he just keeps repeating Surah Fatiha, that will be recitation of Quran, but that won't be tilawat of the whole Quran. So tilawat of the Quran means that a person now, he starts at one point and he moves on and he tries and makes khatam of the Quran Sharif. If a person merely looks in the Quran Sharif and in his mind he reads, he will get blessings of looking in the Quran Sharif. There's no doubt, there's great blessings of looking. He'll get the blessings, but this will also not constitute tilawat of Quran. So we do the first hadith, عن أبي أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لأصحابه رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو أمامة رضي الله عنه نريد that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, recite the Quran Sharif, for it will appear on the day of Qiyamah as an intercessor for its adherents. Li ashabi, for the people of Quran, those that would make tilawat of Quran, Quran will come as an advocate there on the day of Qiyamah, and it will intercede on our behalf, it will plead on our behalf. That now we may have committed gunas, we may have committed sins, but Quran Sharif will come and plead on our behalf. Allah, forgive this person. Forgive this person and enter him into Jannah. Can there be a better reward, a greater reward than the Quran Sharif that we used to read in this world, actually coming as an advocate on the day of Qiyamah, interceding on our behalf? So this is a great, great ni'mat, a great fazilat, that one is we got Quran Sharif to read, we got this kitab, Allah, this book that Allah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we get so many rewards from. But the other is on the day of Qiyamah also, this Quran Sharif will intercede for us. Ulama explained that one is just reciting the Quran and going against the Quran, that is not his. The ashabi means the person of the Quran, means he would read the Quran Sharif and he would follow upon the laws of the Quran. Not that he was just reading it and he went against the Quran. So this last part of this hadith says that it will be shafi'an li ashabi, for the person of the Quran, meaning that he used to read the Quran and he used to also practice upon the Quran. The Quran will request Allah Ta'ala to forgive and overlook their sins, and intercession will be accepted on the behalf of the Quran Sharif. It is our belief in Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala will grant the recitation of the Quran a physical form on that day, just as other actions will be given physical forms. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma relates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that fasting and Quran Sharif will intercede on behalf of a servant on the day of Qiyamah. Fasting will come and he will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh my Allah, I prevented him from eating and drinking in the day, therefore accept my intercession on his behalf. The Quran Sharif will come and the Quran Sharif will say, oh my Allah, I prevented him from sleep at night, therefore accept my intercession on his behalf. Both the intercessions will be accepted. One thing ulama explained, that this Quran Sharif is such a beautiful thing that a person can read it anytime. He's not restricted, he's not limited. That okay, this is a makruh time like salah. For example, after Fajr salah, now we can't read any nafil namaz up till sunrise. After sunrise too, we wait for a little while, for about 15-20 minutes, then we read our Ishraq salah. But there are times that we can't read. After Asar salah, there is no nafil salah. But with Quran Sharif, a person can read any time. Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullahi used to say that I haven't found more nuraniyat, more ruhaniyat in any action like I found in reading Quran Sharif at the time of Tahajjud. Reading Quran Sharif at the time of Tahajjud. Let us make it a point. We're all up early. So let us take out some time and read some part of the Quran. A lot of nuraniyat that comes with reading Quran. In fact, that home that where Quran Sharif is recited, the shayateen move away, barakah come in the home. Allah Ta'ala increases the blessings of that home. And that home where Quran Sharif is not recited, the shayateen find a place there. The blessings are taken away. It becomes constrained for the people of the home. So therefore we should try and increase tilawat of Quran and let the Quran Sharif become our best friend. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.